welcome to Interceptor Beyond Podcast. My name is Arthur, and today we have two local bands, Glazed Curtains and Hidden Gems. Nice people and really good musicians. Recorded at Flex with the help of Tape Capital Music just before the gigs. Some new exciting announcements regarding the podcast is coming up soon, so stay tuned. Follow on Instagram at Interceptor Beyond. Don't forget to follow this podcast on Spotify or any platform, of course, if you dig it. And rate this show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, of course, if you dig it. And once again, follow this podcast on Instagram at Interceptor Beyond. All right, let's talk to Glazed Curtains.
Hello, my name is Konstantin, and I'm the singer and the guitar player.
Hey, I'm Matt, Matej, I play bass.
I'm Max, I'm the drummer.
I'm Jay, and I'm the second guitar player.
First of all, congrats on releasing the new album. Today we're standing outside next to Flex, and you're going to play a show today. Today's the album release show, right?
Yes. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Thank we need to do some background, you know. So we know each other since 2018. We met at the church.
Yes, best pub ever, best pub ever. Open mics every Friday. Let's go, let's go.
Well, it's funny to see, like, because I was paying attention to how you're developing as a band, you know, how it's going, and it's going pretty well. You know, did you play at Sigurd? No.
We did play at Sigurd, but not as Glazed Curtains. We did play Sigurd with Felicia Lu. Shout out to her as well.
Yeah. Okay. But you're playing at Nova Rocket on the 8th of June. So this is
Yes, sir. It's going to be awesome, man. Yeah. It's a childhood dream come true. You know.
So you're freaking excited, I guess. How do you feel about it? Tell me.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like our favorite festival. We've been there a couple of years, and to play there for the first time and to actually be a part of that, it's amazing. It's like incredible. Yeah.
Any expectations? Like, did you ask people what they think? How to prepare for the festival? To bring stuff.
Yeah, we're ready for the bands. Definitely, like, we want to meet the bands. That's what we want to do.
Who do you want to meet? Maybe they will hear this interview.
Tenacious D, what's up?
Tenacious D, Jack Black, let's go. What's up? Where you at? We're gonna come looking for you, and we're gonna find you.
Young Blood, what's up?
Young Blood, we're gonna come look for you all the way backstage. You better hide good, man. Honestly, we're super hyped to see like these bands that are playing there as well. It's harder to tell our fans like, yeah, come to our gig. It's Nova Rock. It's an expensive ticket or whatever. We're just hyped to see whoever's gonna come there. We're hyped for the show.
Yeah, but tickets are okay. It's not like super expensive. I checked the prices because actually, I was checking it for different reasons to interview some bands there. But
yeah, it's good. It's good research, man. You do good research then. Yeah.
Yeah. So all right, let's do. There's not much info about your band, especially in English. So we need to do the boring shit. We need to write your Wikipedia page a little bit. How did you like start? I know that with the new lineup, it's from 2019, right? The band exists around 2018. 18?
18, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the first album that I have as a CD, Hey You.
Yeah, that's
it was an EP.
Yeah, it has been the first EP. I don't know why I am speaking, because I actually don't play on it. It was before I joined the band.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a banger, and that's why I wanted to join the band.
You were a big fan of Rage, the song Rage.
Rage. Yeah. We discussed about the music video, but the life happened and everything
sure,
happened.
Man.
It was a completely different thing. But yeah, I was a fan. I'm still a fan of them. I have, I think, Rage on my Spotify playlist, like one of the ones that they put all the time.
Yeah, awesome. No, but the way we came together is like, there's a classic story of two best friends meeting two other best friends that love to do rock music and are into this world that we are now in. And yeah, so Max, and you want to tell your side of the story, Max and Consti?
Like, Consti and I met when we were like 10 in school. We instantly got together because of the music, you know, it was like that shit combined us. And then we started playing and we just saw it as a hobby. Like, I saw it as a hobby. And then after we finished school, we like jammed the whole summer through. Like, we didn't have anything else to do. So we just played the whole summer, and then we noticed, man, it's actually good music that we're doing. And so we played our first gig, and then we were like, yeah, man, it's what we want to do for the rest of our freaking lives, you know? And
fucking
Say it again. Yes,
fucking, out, sorry.
Edit this out.
No, I'm not, I'm gonna...
Edit it in, man. Edit the fucking in.
Oh, we had some chorus in there.
Yeah, nice.
Reverb.
Nice. Special effects.
Yeah.
And then I met Matej in like audio school, audio engineering school.
Oh. Yeah.
And he joined us as a bass player because we had a other guitarist before Jay. And then...
Yeah, the same thing he said, Jay and I were always playing in bands in school, always having fun, jamming around, and then, like, when I met Max and joined the Curtains, I was super happy that there was a place for my best friend to join in as well, you know, and so it's like the perfect fucking lineup that we have going on right now. And so that's how we started. We wanted to take it all the way back to the start. That was the start of it. Then we kind of just jammed around and fucking rocked the whole Vienna music scene, man. Shout out to Gürtel, shout out to all these spots, you know. Chelsea, we started playing, like, I think we played, did we play over 100 shows? We might, or do we get close to that number?
I guess 50 is a good number. We're 100% over 50 shows. I don't know if we hit the 100 already.
Yeah. COVID maybe slowed it down, but it was close. We were playing a lot.
100 shows. We could have played 100 shows.
That's a good start.
It feels like we played all the venues in Vienna, kinda. That's how it feels like.
Well, today at Flex, it's the first time you play.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right. After that, we're there.
We haven't played Stadthalle and we haven't played Stadion.
Well, fair.
But you played Gazometer, right? You were
open.
Yeah, we did play that. So maybe there are a few left, but still.
Like the small, we got the small ones done. I guess like the small ones on Gürtel, for example, like we all already hit like every bar. They're a classic, the classic bar.
As I said, man, shout out to Gürtel. I love that. I love spending my life.
The god of Gürtel, yeah. Because there's no like one thing for the whole Gürtel. It's like, actually, we need to explain. Like, explain what for the non-Austrian people, non-Vienna, what is Gürtel is.
Well, Gürtel is a spot, a place in Vienna street where all the venues are at. Or every venue, or like most of the venues you can play as an independent band in Vienna are on Gürtel. So it's like a whole...
It's like a hotspot, basically.
Yeah, it's a hotspot of music, of independent underground music from Vienna. So I actually really love it. You go, you walk around the place and you just hear music coming out of every single venue. And it's actually amazing. I'm actually amazed by that stuff, but...
You played a lot, shitloads of shows, like a lot of shows, which is like actually like when you said 50, like 80, that's the minimal standard that you start with, that you should be doing every year. Not in the same city.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're totally right, man. That's why we're really vibing now with Tape Capital Music. Shout out to Tape Capital. He's really helping us out with our booking side of things.
Manager, right?
Yeah, for sure. You could say that for sure, 100%.
Yeah,
100%. That guy's our guardian. I would not say manager. I would say guardian angel more, if that's also a nomenclature.
I have a term for that. Because when I was doing a little bit of management, I was not a proper manager, but I was a consigliere. So like
a
consigliere.
That's a good word.
We take that.
Yeah.
We take that. We like that.
So Tape Capital consigliere. Shout out.
Shout out to him. Honestly, he changed our whole like. Vibe, game, yeah, game vibe.
Yeah. If we compare the first EP with this EP, there's definite change in look.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah, it's been 4 years, man. We had to change. You know what I'm saying? We had to. Fuck.
Also, like the music also kind of changed. I mean, it's still.
Yeah, it changed.
It does. Yeah, it's still the same spirit actually, but it did change in a way, but in a good way actually. Like we, I don't know, we got our shit together and we're just doing it, man. Like.
Was there an idea behind the album of what you don't want, for example? Like, it's easy to say, it's hard to say what you want, it's easier to say what you didn't want, you know, in the album. Like, if you compare it, especially if you compare it to the previous EP.
I think we didn't know too much about it. Like, these days we're more into the whole thing. Like, we know how to sound, we know which way we want to go, like, musically. Yeah, I don't know, maybe you wanna...
We also changed, like, the steps to get there, you know, like, when we did the first EP, we just jammed and together in the rehearsal room, and then we took those songs, and then we took it to the studio, recorded it, and it was done. And this time it was, like, more production kind of work, you know, like, we sat together, we played the songs in the rehearsal room, then we figured it out on the computer, in the DAW, and I think that this process is much, like, it's more cleaner, It's clean. It's a cleaner sound. It's like not that raw energy. We still get the same energy, like Konsti said, but it's like a little bit more formed, a little bit more.
I saw that it's tighter. It's tighter in a way that I think even that like the song structure and the song duration became a little less than if you compare it to the previous one. It's like kicking in sooner, maybe. I don't know.
Like, yeah, we did have this like debating about. Where about how pop it should sound, how mainstream we want to go with it, and yeah, I think we found a nice balance between like making it so that people that don't necessarily like rock only, that they will just listen to some sort of radio, or like that they enjoy it as well as some fans who like just like the rock and like the whole banging stuff. And
yeah, because in the beginning it was like a more, I don't want to say not stone rock, but more in direction of like hard rock.
Yeah, it was more like raw kind of thing, like garage rock. It was kind of dirty shit. But also we got into producing ourselves much more these days. So like, especially Max is doing producing, Mateus also doing producing. I don't know, we definitely got more into that as well. So I think that's an important part.
Yeah, I checked on Spotify, you can see the producers of each song, for example. Yeah, and so I could see that each song was produced like together.
They're in the band. The producers are in the band as well.
So. Yeah, Max is a fucking genius on the Logic. He really turned into a machine this past couple of years or year. And so yeah, it's just a blast to write songs and fucking record them in ourselves and then figure out the songs or the sound as we go along. The main thing is that the song sounds good, I guess, right? That's the most important.
What's the name? The main themes of lyrics in songs, because you write in your description and stuff, right?
Yeah. Like. I think I don't know. Like, it's a bit of a cliche. I like to write about like all the love stuff and whatever. I admit I like that. I'm into that. But also,
he likes pussy,
girl. I wanted to say something romantic, and the pussy came in.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not cutting it out.
Whatever, whatever you want to call it. But also, I don't know, like, it's especially this album is more about than just a few love songs. It's, I don't know, the lyrics went more in the. It's more like a modern lyric writing for me. I don't know, like, it's about myself, friends, and I don't know, like, it's from yourself perspective, pretty much.
And about pussy, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well,
no, I would take that back. I didn't mean it like that. No,
but no. It was a joke, so everybody shouldn't be offended or anything. Very, so very so clear. It's all good, you know. But
so it's about dick's pussy and everything else, whatever you want.
Everything, yeah, because that's what we do, man. That's what we write. No, but the lyrics, I as a, like as a watcher and listener, like there's always an element of love in the lyrics, but then. Especially this past album, like, it turns into also, like, as you said, constantly, like, being concerned with how you are, like, being concerned, being, like, asking yourself, am I happy with myself? Am I doing shit right? Am I fucking up life, or am I doing it right? And that, I love that element of the lyrics on this album, for sure.
Okay, so today is the album release, right? So what's your plan in the near future, except the Nova Rocket on the 8th of June. By the way, I wanted to ask you this because it's the first thing I checked out. So what's up with you and NFTs?
that's a good question. I'll pass it on to someone else.
Like, we're in a label and they are selling like royalties of a song.
What's the name of the label?
Global Rockstar.
Yeah, huge shout out to Global Rockstar. Honestly, I mean, they might not seem fitting like, you know, the NFT situation for us, but they in fact do help us in many aspects, so shout out to them. But yeah, man, you can fucking buy NFTs of our songs. You can buy royalties.
Yeah, on the front page of when you go on the website of Global Rockstar, you're there.
That's awesome. That's one way that we can support our music. Like, that's the way they support our music. Like, yeah, it might seem shady to some people, you know, like NFTs, what is that?
You're already apologizing. Not apologizing.
Do we need bitcoins for that? No, I don't think so. But you can still like invest in the royalties, and we can use that money partially to promote our music, and that actually helps a lot. So
I mean, it's a good vehicle for promotion. It's just I haven't seen any bands, local bands, that are, I mean, in the rock sphere. When you check out their website, you can see there are other artists, but I'm not in that scene, for example. So for me, like it's the first time I could ask something about
this. No, that's I think we're the only rock related act at Global Rockstar.
We're the only band at Global Rockstar.
We're the only band, we're the only four so we are, I guess, a singularity in that aspect, man, but
okay, yeah. If you want some rock NFT of Glazed Curtains, you can I don't know. Do you buy NFTs?
Yeah, you can buy. You can buy Global Rockstar website. Check it out. You can invest on the website. Yeah, it's
so
fun.
So you buy one person, for example, and then in I don't know, like 5 years, you're fucking rich.
All right. I got. Okay. Okay. So album release 8th of June over rock. When what's your next plan? Tour? Vienna hardcore tour.
It's like, we're gonna play a bunch of shows. Like,
yeah, we have a tour, man. We have our first Austrian tour outside of Vienna, believe it or not, thanks to Tape Capital Music, like as I said before.
Do you already have the dates or not yet?
Yeah, we already have the dates. I don't have them in my head, but I got them on a sheet.
We're playing 11th of May. We're playing
11th, 12th, 13th.
Yeah, okay, what's the first date?
11th. That's in Svetl.
Uh-huh.
That's the first show. Then there's a
12th of May.
Yeah, the day after Linz. Then the day after Salzburg. And yeah, that's it for the few days. And
for the near future, check out our fucking Instagram for the tour dates. We have them all written down there. We don't have them in our heads right now. Sorry, Interceptor Beyond listeners. I'm really sorry for that.
Our manager is doing that.
I was about to say, like, you have a manager, you don't give a shit.
We do know, and you can check.
Now you're super relaxed.
It's actually on Instagram where I get my information, where I should have. Where I have to be, and when we have our concerts, because that's just the source of truth. And
you find out about the band from the Instagram first, and then they call you.
I followed Glazed Curtains like you also should, and just see their posts, and then I know where and when I have to be anywhere.
So we're getting information from the same source. It's the trusted source.
I can add one. There's Donauinselfest. We're playing there as well. Catch us there.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Donauinsel, 23rd June.
Friedensbühne,
23rd June. Let's go.
Headlining that shit.
All right, great. Headlining is a good ending.
It's a good thing, man. It's a freaking good thing, man.
Yeah, so time for a song.
Sailing down the river. All the sailing is the past, keep thinking. While they're watching while my ship keeps sinking. 3 a.m. and now we pass out drinking. I'm trying to stay afloat, my hat keeps spinning. Well, everybody misses the past. We're talking about the days that we last. Well, I don't see it coming, what's next? I really think we should have had sex. Killing my own before I let you know. Oh, Dad, I'm scared to let go. I should've stayed out of my head. Oh, cause I'm scared. Speak of the past. I know I kinda like that too. But the problem is suspended with you.
Thank you, Glazed Curtains. And now let's talk to Hidden Gems.
Okay, so we're the band Hidden Gems. And my name is Didi.
My name is Mateo.
My name is David.
My name is Jonas, and I'm the drummer of the band.
Perfect, all right. So we got to know you, right? There's no online music, right? There's only music from the rooftop, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I checked it out, and I really dig your sound. I really like the sound of it. You know, I think you're really good. Did you study it professionally or some? Musical education? No, nobody?
No, but like most of us, we actually met in a school that has like a musical. I don't know how you would say it, but it's like
they section.
Musical section, and all of us went in that part of the school, so we know each other from there, and yeah, that's how we got like the musical experience. And also before, everyone of the members had like musical experience already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Played in a band before, or solo musicians, or you just started with, this is the fresh band?
Yeah, like a few of us like played music for themselves or just played in a few bands only just to try out and only small concerts. But then that's why when we got experience and then started to, and we formed this band, like Hidden Gems, and most of our experience comes from this group actually, so. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to mention that you're super young. Usually I ask this question and because there's like a lot of history behind it, but you're like something like 18, right? Or 19.
Right now it's, from 18 to 21. Yeah,
18. Yeah, yeah, 18 to 21. So of course you don't have much experience regarding the, I mean, depends, it depends. Yeah. Are you Gen Z people?
I mean, would we be considered Gen Z people? I think so.
From a cultural aspect, or
how do you feel about, I mean, do you feel Gen Z? Do you have TikToks? I know you have TikTok as a band.
Yeah.
But we only have TikTok for like
the viewers.
Yeah, the viewers.
Yeah. Professional.
Like professional, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
All right, so, okay, you don't, Gen Zs don't know if they're Gen Zs. It's a so Gen Z thing that it's embarrassing. No, I'm joking. Yeah, no. All right, so, there's a recording on the rooftop. So how would you describe the music that you play?
I think we just start making music from different genres. Like we took like rock with, I think we started also with metal. And then later we make like more songs to dance with like pop. And I think we end up with making only hip hop music. But we also like to mix up with other genres. Yeah, but I think the main sound of us is hip hop.
When I listen to your music, the main thing that I really liked, not the main thing, but what I really liked is the groove. Mm-hmm. You know, like really groove. There's like a nice rhythm there, like the live. I mean, it sounds really cool live, you know? There's no recording right? But live, what I could see, there's really cool stuff.
I mean, yeah, one thing that's important for us is like always the music has to have like a certain bounce. It has to have a groove, as you said. And live, we're trying to like get the energy that we got in the recordings and put it on stage. So that's what we're trying to do here.
So do you have already material that is ready for some recording or?
I mean, we're working on it and it's all like a work in progress, but it's soon to come. It's soon to come.
Do you have any label? Are you independent? Is somebody helping you? Because I mean, you're super fresh, so I'm asking like super basic questions because I don't know anything.
We're gonna sign with a label soon in Vienna. It's an indie label, so yeah.
It's not official yet, so you can't say.
Official, so we can't say, but in like 2-3 months we can.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, congrats. I mean, maybe I even know those people. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's a small city.
Everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows everybody. All right. So, what are you going to play tonight? Is it like your new stuff? Are you going to play new stuff? Or are you going to play stuff that I heard?
I mean, it's a mix up. I don't know if you have been like at one of our concerts before. But we're always trying to like do new stuff and change it up. And yes, today you're going to hear some of our new songs. So yeah, you could be excited about that.
Is it like the new stuff that will end up on the album? Or are you planning the album or are you planning our EP? What are you planning actually?
We're planning big things. That's what we're planning, yeah.
big things. Yeah. So multi-platinum album deal with tours worldwide.
That's the direction.
What do you know about the music industry? How much do you know about it? Because have you heard that it's like not easy?
Pretty little yet, I guess. I mean, we know that you kind of have to sign up to like protect your songs from getting stolen and getting your money when they get played in the radio or something, and that you should have a label for distribution and stuff, but we know rather little yet, so.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot, so we have to like be aware of how the music industry works and learn about it so we can move accordingly.
Well, you say the right things. I hope you actually will do this, because once you become popular and stuff, you start to like, you don't have time for that. Yeah. I don't want to do that. I don't want to read a contract. Yeah. I don't want to like, because I know it's
important. It's important. You have to read the contract. You have to know about the stuff you're actually in to protect yourself and to do the things, actually the things that you want to do.
Yeah. I think we're getting warned from many people like the music industry is not that friendly as we might think. But I think now we are pretty aware of the music industry, but we don't know too much because we're still very young. But yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know nothing. You know nothing. And it's better, in a way, it's better not to know a little bit, you know, but still understand that it's not that easy. But for you not to be... not to get depressed. No, it's all good. You know, you just need to surround yourself with good people. That's really important. If you can,
we're trying to keep in touch with everybody. Like family and friends is a part of our lives that is very important to us. So
I also learned that you shouldn't work with your family members in the music industry because they don't know shit.
There are many like music groups that. The drummer is their cousin and then their brothers. I think there are many music groups like, I don't know, Jackson 5.
Jackson 5. Well, it's a little bit different, right? What I mean is like we have a band and then your uncle says, yeah, I can manage your band. I know. I've been working in construction and like I know what to do. Yeah. I know how to negotiate. And then the first contract that he signs all your rights to somebody and it's like... The guy was really like legit, you know, but no, you fucked it up, man. No, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you going to, what's your plan now? So label in 3 months, a tour in Austria?
Something like that. A tour hopefully everywhere, but it takes time. So yeah.
Is there like a festival that you would like to play at? Like you're like for now, like a dream one, but not too, like something realistic, but that can be.
Frequency, I would agree.
Yeah, is it? Well, it's probably too late for the frequency
right now.
Yeah,
if we sneak in, but otherwise, it's probably too late. Yeah.
All right. I wanted to ask about the. I don't like this question, but in your case, it's important. The influences, right? Because you're like super fresh. And you have the hip-hop, you have all these kinds of elements. What are the main ones?
I think hip-hop is the main one, but we all have different approaches in our instruments.
Which kind of hip-hop? There's different kinds of hip-hop.
Our main focus, like, we're trying to mix up the old-school sound, but, like, still keep it, like, modern. Because we want to do something new, but I would like the old-school hip-hop sound, too. So.
Yeah, and also with, like, always trying to keep our mind open to new stuff and then maybe try to implement it into our music if we like it. And yeah, because it's the way that new things can like be created.
Yeah, but what do you mean when you say old? Because I'm thinking old like early hip hop 70s, right? Uh-huh. Maybe for you old is like 90s. I have no idea.
Yeah, Maybe also 2000s, like 90s.
Ah, that's what I mean, you know? I'm thinking like 70s hip-hop, you know, like okay, the, only the like, beginning.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, the boom bap, not really much melody happening.
Oh, those guys will say, don't say that.
Nah, I'm joking. I like every type of hip-hop, but I do have my preferences, so.
For example, 70s.
Yeah, I mean like.
90s, I mean.
yeah, 90s, one artist that's like very big and very, had like a lot of to do with my childhood was like 50 Cent. Yeah.
That yeah, would be we all respect 50 Cent.
Yeah.
You surviving all those bullets.
You have to. But yeah.
Yeah, and what about other guys?
Also, a huge part of our musical influences is that we're playing hip hop, but as a band. So like with the drums and guitar and stuff. And so we also have a lot of maybe funk in our sound. Yeah. And of course, the new pop and just kind of this.
Yeah, that's how I feel. When I said the groove, you know, I really like a fan of funk, you know, music, right? And that was like spot on. Mm-hmm. Are you fans of Funkadelic band?
Did you listen? I think nobody of us listens to funk, but it just comes like, we don't say like, my favorite funk band is this and this. I don't think we listen to funk. It's just like, we just play it.
Yeah.
We don't have many influences of funk, but we just like to keep it in our music.
Yeah. It's the inner energy of the young spirits because you're so freaking young. Because if you interview Bento, they're like already 50 or something. That's, you know, so they're like, by the way, advice from the old guys, try to be independent. Develop.
Like your advice right now?
No, it's from them to you. I'm just remembering. Uh-huh, just like maybe, just I'm cutting all the bullshit. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Develop your own voice. Try to be as independent as possible without any labels, so that you can keep the money in. And surround yourself with good people.
Yeah.
Right. Sounds. Yeah.
All right, guys. So the thing is, in the end, I always ask, could you please give me a song? That's a good introduction to your band. Not easy, right?
Yeah, for us, it's not easy.
Yes, but which song from the Rooftop Sessions should I put in?
Miss Monroe.
I've been making waves, got the people chanting loud, yeah, they know my name. But something's missing in my mission, life is like a game. I'm looking for a face, they can fit the space. All they do is talk about home and look for a place. I need someone by my side on them rainy days. See, I really need to quit, fuck my own pace. I look at it, Casey, she's mighty fine. Everybody's got a soulmate, she might be mine. Tell me, little man, why you wasting so much damn time? You know what you want, this shit gonna make a man shine. I want a woman like Miss Monroe, chin in the front row with a soul like Miss Monet. I want a woman like Miss Monroe, showing up that be show, baby, you gon' make my day special. Special got me feeling special. Special got me so special. Special got me feeling special every day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Real smooth with it, real smooth like this. Listen. In her eyes and I feel so inspired. Every time I feel low, she end up taking me high. Queen push, she ain't gotta say nothing. When it stops, she's the thing that gets my heart. Let me crazy like that mad hatter. You ain't with that chit chatter. You support her, go get her. You gon' make me flow better. They gon' see us roll together. Let all of the drips splatter. I thought you would change the weather. Why do I feel way sadder? Why do I feel? Why do I feel? Why do I feel? Why do I feel way sadder? Why do I feel way sadder? Why do I feel? Why do I feel? So why do I feel? Why do I feel wasted? Why do I wanted a woman like Miss Monroe, chin in the front row with a soul like Miss Monet. Wanted a woman like Miss Monroe, showing up that be show, thought that she would make my day special. Special happy, feeling special. Special happy, so special. Special happy, feeling special every day. Yeah, 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 yeah. Special. Special happy, feeling special. Special happy, so special. Special happy, feeling special every day.
Thank you, Hidden Gems, and thank you, dear listener, you personally, you, for staying till the end. Don't forget to follow this podcast right now. Just hit that follow button, man, if you dig it, man. More stuff to come, definitely more stuff to come. Until next time will happen, definitely. Take care, and bye. Goodbye, ciao.